prison for defying a subpoena. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Trump, was sentenced today following a conviction for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol.
The prosecution was asking for 6 months jail time and $200,000 fine, now a much smaller fine of $6,500, as well as 4 months jail time. Bannon's defense was arguing that they should simply give him some probation. It was this prosecution's belief that Mr. Bannon was acting in this bad faith strategy of contempt and defiance. Mr. Bannon, on the way into court here, continued to say that it is a, quote, illegitimate process.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Bannon remains free pending an appeal of his conviction. Thousands of police officers from around the country gathered in a football stadium in Connecticut today for a joint funeral for Bristol police officers Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamsey. They were shot to death in an apparent ambush earlier this month. Investigators say the gunman fired more than 80 rounds as he attacked the officers from behind. President Biden heads to Delaware this afternoon to talk about student loan debt relief.
The president will deliver remarks at Delaware State University in Dover, a historically black college. President Biden has encouraged those with student loans to start applying. Borrowers can receive up to $10,000 in debt relief, while Pell Grant recipients are able to receive up to $20,000. The administration is encouraging people to apply by November 15th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett yesterday rejecting an appeal from a Wisconsin tax group seeking to block the debt forgiveness program. Several other lawsuits were also rejected by lower courts. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in September for the eighth month in a row, matching the pre-pandemic sales pace from 10 years ago. It comes as house hunters deal with sharply higher mortgage rates, rising home prices, and a still tight supply of properties on the market. Some delivery drivers say they're fed up with customers who have Ring doorbell cameras.
Delivery drivers say customers who have doorbell cameras use the technology to heckle and embarrass them publicly by posting those videos to social media. That, according to a new report by research firm Data and Society. Many of the viral videos show drivers throwing and kicking packages or leaving them far from the home. But others, like one posted of a driver seemingly having a mental breakdown, racked up over a million views on TikTok. Drivers say they don't deserve to be publicly shamed. The report concluded that while doorbell cameras allowed for added security, many homeowners use them for unnecessary surveillance. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Taylor Swift's highly anticipated 10th album debuts.
Are you ready for it?
They were ready for it. Swifties are rejoicing over the release of Taylor Swift's album Midnights, which hit the internet at midnight Eastern time. The Grammy winner has been revealing the 13-track names over the last few weeks on social media, which include Antihero and Snow on the Beach, featuring Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey, in my opinion, is one of the best musical artists ever.
NFL fans were treated to a sneak peek during Amazon Prime's Thursday night football game. Midnights is Swift's 10th album and first since 2020, when she released her 8th and 9th, Folklore and Evermore. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Australia has suffered its second big cyber attack within a month. Officials say in the latest one, someone is holding an Australian health insurer's customer data for ransom. That swiped information includes diagnoses and treatments. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.